The state launched a series of lawsuits against Duke Energy last year for allowing ashy water from ponds at all 14 of its North Carolina coal plants to seep into groundwater and rivers. The first suit targeted plants along waterways where Charlotte and Asheville get their drinking water, and the two sides quickly agreed to a settlement. Duke would do extensive tests about the leaks and pay about $100,000 in fines. But after the spill at Dan River last week, spokesman Drew Elliott says the state wants that settlement off the table.
We think it's prudent to wait until we have all our experts who have been involved in this spill response and working closely at this site to wait and see what kind of knowledge they may have gained about these facilities.
Environmental groups have been critical of the proposed settlement, calling it a slap on the wrist that stalls instead of fixes the problem. The Southern Environmental Law Center's Frank Holloman says he's happy the settlement's been pulled, but the Department of Energy and Natural Resources, or DENR, is still stalling.
DENR has told the judge that they do not know what to do and that they have to, even after years of data and study, go back and engage in yet another study for some indefinite period of time.
Environmental organizations have been at odds with state officials over coal ash since March of last year. That was when the state stepped in and announced it was suing, which headed off a separate lawsuit that environmental organizations had planned. The Clean Air Act allows regulators to take action when outside groups threaten to sue, but Holloman doesn't think that was the state's intent.
What we have seen is one step after another by DENR to try to protect you and to block the participation of citizens groups and community members who are affected by this pollution.
Holloman points out that in South Carolina, his group sued, and utility SCE&G is now removing its coal ash from riverbanks. In addition, environmental groups complain that North Carolina regulators overlooked seepages from ash ponds for years until those groups threatened to sue. State spokesman Elliott counters the new McCrory administration acted less than 90 days after taking office.
And we also met with environmental groups as we came into office, and they pointed to coal ash ponds as something that we needed to address.
A judge has let the Southern Environmental Law Center join the North Carolina lawsuit as a second plaintiff, and Elliott points out the state didn't object. Holloman says he'll push for the judge to continue to decide the case now that the state is asking to hold off on its settlement. A spokesman for Duke Energy says, in light of the Dan River spill, the utility is doing an internal review of how it stores coal ash. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.